There's always a little bit of drama surrounding every JRV gig, but there was one gig in particular that stands above all the rest in terms of the major ups and downs that it engendered. The gig involved a $50,000 Sweet 16 birthday party. And what a party it was. In spite of the impeccable manners that she picked up during several stints in she finishing schools, no one liked Calisandra Abrams much. But that didn't mean they didn't like going to the blowout parties she threw every so often. In fact, when word got around that Calisandra's parents were spending $50,000 on a Sweet 16 birthday party for their daughter, there wasn't anything anyone in the high school wouldn't do to get an invitation to the event. Consequently, when Calisandra approached Sarah Levy, the JRB's manager, about the band performing at the greatest birthday bash any of them had ever attended, everyone was over the moon with excitement. At first, Sarah was just as excited, but as she struggled to negotiate the terms of the deal with Calisandra, her excitement turned into frustration. No matter how hard I try to pin Calisandra down about the details of the deal, she just finds a way to avoid talking about them, an irritated Sarah told the band members one day during a band meeting. What more details do you need than the fact that we're performing at the coolest party any of us have ever gone to? Jason asked. Sarah shot back sarcastically. Well, for one thing, there's a small detail about how much she's going to pay the band for the great privilege of playing at her grand soiree. Sarah, with a budget of $50,000, Raj inserted, it's got to be more than we've ever made before. I wouldn't be so sure about that, Teresita said cynically. Rich people don't stay rich by handing out money to peons like us. Mike spoke up. This conversation is premature. We need to start practicing if we are going to be ready for this gig. So let's just do our job and let Sarah do hers. But Sarah was never able to do her job, not completely. All she ever managed to get from Calisandra was the fact that she wanted the band to write a special song about her for the occasion. Even though Sarah continued to press for an exact amount that was to be paid to the band, Calisandra stonewalled her. The closest Calisandra could come to a financial commitment was, "Don't worry, Sarah, you can rest assured that my parents and I will be very generous with the band." Very generous, that was all the band needed to hear, all except for Teresita. The other six members automatically concluded that very generous meant a lot of money for all of them. So they insisted that Sarah back off from pursuing the matter any further. After drawing straws with his bandmates and losing, Raj began working on the schmaltzy song about Calisandra that nobody else wanted to write. The assignment required a couple of interviews with Calisandra in order to come up with some of her good qualities to include in the song. Given Calisandra's shallowness and egocentricity, this was not an easy task. Nonetheless, Raj finally put a song together and the band practiced it, albeit half-heartedly. Everyone's over-the-top anticipation of the event heightened even more when the gold engraved invitation arrived in the mail. Sarah read aloud to the entire group the invitation that was addressed to the JRB. When she came to the last line that was printed in raised gold letters on the ivory-colored card, she slowed down and enunciated each word. A surprise renowned band will be headlining the entertainment for the evening. And that renowned band, my friends, is none other than us, Roz shouted gleefully as all of the band members except Teresita beamed with pride. While everyone else was giving each other high fives, a frumpy Teresita sat scowling with her arms folded over her chest. "Oh, don't be so negative," Sugar chided. Teresita shook her head warily. Then the band resumed practicing Calisandra's song. For a variety of reasons, Teresita had far more experience with Calisandra than her bandmates. So she knew firsthand that Calisandra would not be a part of any circumstance in which she could not come out on the top. Calisandra always had to get the best and the most out of any situation. And Teresita knew that things were not going to be any different with the Sweet 16 birthday party. As a result, Teresita began to write her own song about Calisandra. The song was about Calisandra's phony personality that could turn on a dime in order to get her whatever she wanted. Teresita named the song, "You Can't Fool Me," and the instant she shared it with the band, they fell in love with it. "Of course we can't sing it at the party," Raj said, "but we sure as heck should add it to our regular lineup. It's a perfect song for all our other gigs." The band members agreed wholeheartedly with Raj and began working on the song right away. In the meantime, one day slowly blended into the next until the day of the party finally arrived. Calisandra chose to have the party at the country club, and to make certain that everything happened without a hitch, the entire band showed up an hour and a half early. They had just finished setting up and were in the middle of their sound check when Sarah rushed through the main entry doors. She was frantically waving something in the air as she hurried towards the stage. Soon, it became obvious that Sarah had located the printed programs that were to be distributed to all of the guests. "Take a look at this," Sarah demanded as she handed each band member a program. The band members had just begun to examine what Sarah had given them when another group of people carrying instruments and equipment entered the room and headed for the stage. At that moment, Teresita read aloud, "Featured band, the Silver Bullets." "Crap!" Raj shouted incredulously. "Where does that leave us?" Teresita continued, "Take a look at the section that says, Friends, Tributes to Calisandra." "I'll save you the trouble," Sarah interjected. "It says, Calisandra's Song, written and performed by the JRB. Apparently, you are only going to be performing the song that Raj wrote, but that's not the worst of it. Take a look at this." Sarah handed each band member an envelope similar to the one that had contained the invitation. Inside was a printed card that read, "Thank you for helping to make my Sweet 16 party the best ever. Love, Calisandra." Enclosed with each card was a free pass to one movie at the theater that Calisandra's family owned. "We've been had,"